This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged. We have chat rooms up in, I guess it's Facebook. They have They have one of their pages or chats or whatever. I don't even know what they call it. Okay? I'm not into all that stuff, so I really don't know what they call it. You guys might think I am, but I'm not. But we do have a chat room up on the website, therealside.com. We get together with others that you get along. I hope you get along with anyhow. There are others there that you could like-minded, if you would. Head up to my website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation there as well. But listen, give me your email address. I only send out one email a week, right? And when I'm done with that, it's really simple. If you don't like the email, you can always get a text message notification of the show by texting TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. I thought about doing like Joey M, but that's already taken. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to get into the detail. I really got to tell you something. I am okay with immigrants. I'm okay with legal immigrants. I'm okay with people truly wanting to come here to make a better life for themselves. But when you look at Omar and Tlaib and a few others, but they seem to be in the news. And some of the comments that they made, well, some of the comments they've been making, not just today, nothing. They didn't change their spots. They haven't changed at all. When you really think about why they were barred from going to Israel, Why do they believe that they can break laws of other countries and still get to go? And then the 2020 candidates for president, for the Democrats, think about what they're doing. Right? They're talking about, now we've got to put sanctions against Israel. Are they brain dead? So now we're going to put sanctions against Israel for simply enforcing their laws. And yet we had to make nice and give money to Iran when they openly hate on and kill gay people. That's okay, I guess. I guess what it is the Democrats must hate the Jews so much that they're willing to go full guns forward to do something negative to them because they don't like the way they treated I'm trying to phrase this properly, which I really should. I should just say it. All right. Two women that have been elected to the Congress of the United States of America that don't seem to really care for America at all. And now those two women want to break the law, want to be nasty, call for hate against the country, and then they're wondering why they're not allowed to go there when it's against that country's laws. You don't get to do what you want to do. And they're doing the same thing here. They think they can say what they want to say, do what they want to do, put out whatever hate they want to put out, and be accepted. There is something wrong with those people. Let's get Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I kind of want to ask everyone to encourage you to do the same thing. I called the majority and minority leaders of the House and requested, seeing how they sanctioned Steve King on his objection for whatever it happened to be. I'm not going to go into that. But
right.
he's no longer allowed on any committees because of that. He's serving his term, but he just has no influence on any committee. And so
right.
I suggested they do the same to Omar Cortez and Joaquin Castro, and because we can't do anything about them being elected without two-thirds of majority vote, and we're not going to get that.
No, that's true.
So the thing of it is if they can do it to Steve King because he wanted protection for his Christian Brotherhood not to be attacked while they're out there demonstrating, then why don't they sanction these people who obviously don't understand our economy, don't understand our society, don't appreciate that everyone comes to our country to get away from the corruption of all these other countries. So why should they be left with any kind of authority to harm us?
Yeah. You know, Ed, great, great comments. They shouldn't be allowed to say and do it. Now, they're going to get into that whole First Amendment stuff. Sure, you have a freedom of speech, but you don't get to hate on other countries. Can you imagine if, you know, Omar was a Republican hating on Israel, they probably still would let it get away with it because the Dems don't really care about Israel. But hating on these countries where she's openly called for the boycott of these countries and what have you, it's just amazing to me. The Dems don't care about America. They care about the Democrats, period. Ed, thanks for the call.
Yeah, go ahead. Bye.
No, finish up. Oh, that was fast. Sorry. Anyhow, no, Ed, again, if you're still listening, thank you for the call. Much appreciated. But, you know, he's right. We have the argument on both sides, and we use it on the conservative side, too, when we say we have a freedom of speech. We have a right to air our grievances. We have a right to speak against the government. Like, I always say the same thing. You live in a country that allows you to put the president down and put, you know, you don't like things the country's doing without being taken out in the parking lot and being shot in the head, which is exactly what happens in other governments. But these people hate this country. Right? Omar and Tlaib, the way they talk about this country, the way they talk about the president, and again, they lied to you today. They weren't out on a congressional junket where they were going to go and find out what was going on there. No, they had an agenda. Tlaib, as you heard Kimberly say earlier, she was actually going to Israel with another group to speak against Israel. And I swear to God, if they keep calling them occupiers, there's got to be, before you can run for office anymore, I think there should be like a 100 questions you should have to answer, like the citizenship exam. You should have a clue as to what the government is, right? You should have a clue as to what their job is, what their authority is. It's just crazy. Anyway, we're coming back in a few minutes. Jeff Dunnett joins me. He is the publisher of Lid Blog. I steal a lot of his stories on the show. I talk about him a lot. Now he'll be here in person in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
There are no free rides, no matter what they tell you on the left, no matter how many of the 27,000 running for president tell you on the left, there are no free rides. Somebody somewhere is paying for those. Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, and I mean truly, being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation. You definitely don't want to be part of the problem. So, again, I appreciate your time. So, you know, I read his articles all the time, and you guys need to be paying attention and go into his blog. It's the lidblog.com. Lid blog. You know, like the hat for you older folks? Lid blog. You want to head over there. You want to check out what he's, you know, his writings. And today he put up a new piece about Omar Tlaib. Is it till, look, Jeff Dunnett joins me. He's the what do you want to say? You're the founder and executive editor for Lidblog, right?
That works.
Yep. Hey, it pays as much. So.
Right. You know, I've been doing it for maybe 17 years now.
Wow.
But I look at it as my job is to help save America.
Yep. I agree with you. So,
you know, because I kind of like to tell the stuff that nobody else is telling. Like to leave it, Omar. Do you know that I told you before we got on air that I was really sad because, you know, watching Tlaib cry made me sad that I wasn't really there to smack her and say, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that she talked about not, you know, being having to go through checkpoints when she visited her grandmother when she was a kid?
Okay.
I did some math because my son is a math major and he taught me how to add that from the time she was 2 years old to the time she was 10 years old, there was 129 terrorist attacks by Palestinians in Israel. There were 212 killed and 1,149 wounded. That's why they were doing those checkpoints.
Yep.
But she forgot to mention that.
You see, they're sick people. They're sick, dishonest people, but you already know that. You know.
Well, the thing that really pisses me off is that, you know, look, I've been railing, you've been railing, we've all been railing about the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
But I could never understand how they could support these two. And then they keep saying that, well, you know, there's going to be a divide between the Democrats and Israel. You know, I've been writing about this stuff for a long time. The divide between the Democrats and Israel started in 2008. I'm trying to remember, who was elected then?
The half-black president. Remember him, Oblema?
Right.
There you go.
Okay. The moment he became president, he sat all the heads of Jewish organizations whose real, I mean, their real desire is to lead the progressive movement, but and said, I'm going to put a wedge between me and Israel, between the United States and Israel.
Whoa.
And that's when it started. Obama, a Democratic president. You know,
look at Jeff, not to interrupt you, but you look at the pictures. Whenever Obama is sitting in the same room with, sitting at the same table with Netanyahu, he looks miserable. He looks like he's, you know, sitting next to the person he hates the most on the planet. Doesn't he?
Well, you have to understand something, and this is something that no one in the mainstream media talks about. Obama's an anti-Semite. It's not even that he's anti-Israel. Forget what he talked about and that he screwed Israel, because he did.
Yep.
But he doesn't like Jews. Okay? You look at the people that he gave, the first people he gave the Presidential Medals of Freedom was Mary Robinson, who ran an anti-Semitic UN operation, and Desmond Tutu. Now, we all think about him fighting apartheid. He also had a habit of saying things like, Jews think they own God.
Oh.
Jews run America.
Thank God.
I got to tell you something. In my household, I don't even run the household. You know?
I hear you.
America? That's, you know, and if there is a Jewish lobby, it needs a paint job. Do you remember the big story about the 2012 Democratic platform?
Yes. Yep.
That was my story. They took four things out, pro-Israel, out of the platform.
Yeah.
They only put back in the Jerusalem one. They didn't put back that they wouldn't negotiate with Hamas. They didn't put back that borders have to be negotiated. You're not going to start with the 67 borders. And the worst thing they didn't put back was that if there is a Palestinian state, the Palestinian refugees will have to be resettled in the Palestinian territories, because it's a dream of the Palestinians to have them all come out and move into Israel and vote the Jewish state out of existence, because it's a democracy. You know, there were only 800,000 Palestinian refugees in 1949, and there were about 900,000 Jews being thrown out of the Arab states. The interesting thing is now they say that it's over 4 million, because the UN, which doesn't like Israel, doesn't like America, not all the important countries, the UN counts not only original refugees, there's only about 25,000 of them left, but they count their cousins, their wives, sisters, cousins, second removed, and anybody they used to work with.
Yep.
I mean, that's what they do. Okay, but by changing that platform, the Democratic Party was saying, you know what? We're moving away from Israel. I mean, there were other examples, but it'll take forever. But the point is that Israel isn't moving away from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party long ago moved away from Israel.
But I ask every person of Jewish heritage that comes on the show, I don't get it. The Dems are openly adverse to the Jews. They're openly adverse to helping the Jews out. How is it that the Jews keep supporting the Democrats?
Hey, I say that all the time. You know, my big line is...
Listen, I don't know if you can hear the music, but we got to go for a break. But you're going to answer that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Jeff Dunn is with me. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, the president takes the long view on all of this.
That's Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, who says President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He takes the long view, wants a better deal. He inherited a very imbalanced, non-reciprocal, unfair trade deficit with China.
Conway telling Fox News the White House committed to keeping up tariffs on Chinese imports until a trade deal is done.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal. Too many presidents in the past have done that. And of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy.
In other news, the white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man, Eric Garner, fired. The video going viral back in the day, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement the officer is out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I don't know if you guys know this. Back 70, I see, I'm going to have to use all my toes and fingers. But about 50 years ago on Sunday, Saturday or Sunday, was the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of Groucho Marx's death. And too bad. I know, right? Feel old, Jeff? And I didn't discover the Marx Brothers until the early 80s, when they were making a resurgence, I guess like the Three Stooges did. Two totally different types of humor, as far as I'm concerned. But it's just interesting that they, just when they were getting a resurgence, just when they were becoming popular again, Groucho Marx passed away. And that was all even, what was it, didn't Elvis Presley also have his moment then too? So there was a whole bunch of stuff going on that covered up his death, and it's too bad because I thought he was a genius. I thought he was a comic genius. Didn't much care for some of the things he believed
and
in.
And people should look up on Ustream, like, clips from You Bet Your Life.
Oh yeah.
The funniest TV line I ever heard was from You Bet Your Life.
Yep.
And it's just because he just threw things out, and they were just so funny.
Oh, and he played it with his eyes. Come on. He played that whole
you
thing.
Bet.
With his eyes, and he let it, and he just let your imagination run wild. Okay, so that sound that you hear is not from the Peanut Gallery. It is my guest, Jeff Dunitz. He is the I'm going to say the founder and chief editor of lidblog.com. That's LID, you know, like lid your hat, lidblog.com. And head up there, check out the stories. You'll love his writing. We were talking about Omar and Tlaib, but first I was pushing him and discussing with him why the Jews are so stuck on voting Democrat.
Well, it's actually about 50 years ago also, or maybe 60 years ago, because until William F. Buckley threw out the anti-Semites out of the mainstream conservative movement, actually, the conservative movement was very anti-Semitic.
Wow.
And actually, I wrote about that on his birthday last year. It's just that, to me, he's such a hero because he made me, people like me feel comfortable in the conservative movement. Because politically, you know, that's how I was brought up. Strangely, the rest of my family wasn't brought up that way. But my father was a house painter, and I used to paint with him, like for my summer job.
Right.
And he'd be listening to all the old MCA, WMCA people like Bob Grant and things like that. You know, real conservatives. And it was like, I guess that influenced me. But, you know, part of the problem, and this is the way I always describe it, and I describe it in the Jewish newspaper that I always write, that I have a column for. You know, 35, 40 years ago, Bush 41, Secretary of State, said to him, F, and he didn't use F. F the Jews, they won't vote for us anyway.
Huh.
Today, the Democrats are saying, F the Jews, they'll vote for us whatever we do. And it's almost like, and it's just like the African-Americans who vote for Democrats because they're supposed to. And if you play the two parties against each other, you're going to get something. And, you know, politically, Jews are stupid. I mean, I'll say it.
I'm not.
You know, they never cease to try to meet halfway the people who want to kill them.
Listen, Jeff, I'm always amazed, again, when it gets down to who they support and why. You know, you look at this Tlaib and Omar. Let's get back to them now, all right? You know, how many Jews are actually in the Democrat legislature, right? How many Jews are in Washington that are in a power/legislative position, and they let them get away with the comments? Are they afraid of them? Do they not care about the Jews anymore? If that isn't a sign to the Jews as to what's going on and what's against them, then I don't know how you get through to them. I have no clue.
Well, Nadler, who supported the Iran deal, got away from all his subpoenas to support them. Schumer, I mean, it's been years before Schumer cared about anything except his party. And that's when he was a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that's really sticking up is Zeldin.
Yep.
Out in New York One. But you're right. No one cares. No one cares. And, you know, Chuck Todd is Jewish and supports them. You know, things like that. They don't care.
Nope.
The governor of New York supported, what was her name?
Oh, God.
The one who spoke for Cooney and led the Women's March, even though she was an anti-Semite. Linda Sarsour.
Yep.
The black caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, they all met with Farrakhan. No one cared. So it's up to crazy people like me to fight and explain to people what's right. Because you know what? And actually, it bothers me more with Omar than Tlaib. She was supposedly a refugee in Kenya.
Right.
And America rescued her.
Right.
My grandparents, my grandfather, my great-grandparents had to run across roofs in Odessa in the Ukraine to escape the Cossacks who wanted to kill them. And they came to the United States, and Uncle Sam said, you know what? You're welcome here. You're a legal immigrant, and you can practice your faith, and if you work hard, you can be successful. She should be loving this country.
Yep.
I know I feel that way because there's no other country in the world that would have done that. But still, you know, beyond the, I mean, part of their whole thing against Israel is because they hate Trump.
Yeah, that's true. But let's get to the essence of your story, though, because I don't want to eat up. I don't want to get past it. So,
okay.
The title of your story is "The Real Reasons That Israel Barred Reps Omar and Tlaib." Before I let you jump in, I've been telling people my argument has been: look, Israel has laws against what they were doing. They don't get to come in just because they're elected American officials. As a matter of fact, that doesn't really give them a leg up. There's an agreement between different countries or what have you. But when you specifically are calling for a country's demise, when you're specifically calling for a country to be boycotted, why would I let you in? And they have a law against it. The law doesn't get changed for those two. And that's something that everybody
should get. Did Democrats once say no one is above the law?
Well, they are. They say it, but they don't believe it.
Right. Okay. The truth is, Israel was going to let them in until they got the itinerary. And by the way, one of the things that Omar said today, that it isn't true they weren't going to meet with any Israelis. Well, if they were going to meet with Israelis, why didn't they put it on their itinerary?
Right.
You know, the people paying for their trip was a group who not only thought that suicide bombing was a glorious thing, okay, but it was called Mifta. But they were anti-Semitic. They claimed that Jews used the blood of Christians in the Jewish Passover to make matzah.
Yeah, I know.
Now I'm 62 years old, which means that for 62 times 8 days in my life, I've eaten nothing but matzah. Anybody that claims that there was any liquid associated with that cardboard doesn't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They were also meeting, and this is something no one mentions, with a group called Defense for Children International. Which, you know, all the time you say, okay, they're going to meet with each other, you know, protecting the children. That group is tied to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. A horrible terrorist organization.
All right. You need to hold that thought, because I want you to pick up there when we come back. Joe Mancini, your host, you'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Yeah, I love that bass line. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Could you use that term today? I mean, the guy was saying he wants to be a man cub. Should it be like a person cub, or I don't know. I'd be totally confused. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back on because I'm enjoying my time with him, and we're getting so much information. Jeff Dunnitz joins me. I would call him, you know, the head Pooh Bar founder and executive publisher of lidblog.com. Head over there after the show. Write it down, lidblog.com. Jeff, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Okay, so you were explaining, you only got about 10 minutes, and I know how you guys who love history like to go through every detail, but you only got about 10 minutes. You know, let's go through, you know, Israel, Israel's existence, and you and I were talking during the break, which I think is hilarious, is that I love these people who keep calling Israel the occupiers of Palestine, and even the UN who made the deal.
Well, here's the amazing part. From the time the Romans renamed the country of Judea, that's where the word Jews come from,
yep,
in 135 AD, through 1948, Palestine consisted of Christians, Jews, and Muslims. So the Jews who lived in the areas that became Israel were ex-Palestinians. If you're gonna be, you know, the Jerusalem Post, you ever hear that newspaper?
Yeah.
Used to be called the Palestine Post.
Okay.
Okay. And the thing that the Fatah, which is the leading party of Palestinian Authority, never did, is they won't recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Why is that important? Because when the UN created Israel and divided up Palestine, they said they were creating a Jewish and Arab state. So the UN says it, well, at least used to say it's a Jewish state. But the UN really is operates as an anti Western organization. You know, and Great Britain will go any which way. Great Britain is almost like Kirsten Gillibrand. Anytime the wind changes, they change.
Wow.
You know, yep. They're kind of a bunch of cowards, except for Prince Andrew, who likes little girls.
Oh.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, the UN does that. Now, first of all, the PLO, they were established in 1964. That's 3 years before the Six-Day War. After the Six-Day War, Israel offered to give back the land for peace. But the Arabs, they created something they called the Khartoum Resolution on September 1st, 1967. Okay, it's also known as the three no's. They said no peace with Israel, no recognition of Israel, no negotiations with Israel. And that really has dominated their strategy, except for Egypt, and we know what happened to Sadat, and Jordan, which Jordan doesn't want any more Palestinians in its country because really, the king of Jordan is not a Palestinian, but about 60% of the country is Palestinians. So, you know, he wants the whole thing resolved so, you know, he can keep his job.
Right.
But you put it all together, and the way the UN has grown, again, the UN is dominated by third world nations who hate America and hate the West. Israel, they consider part of America. They're all part of the West. So, yeah, they're going to consider everything occupied.
Yeah, the fact that most of these people don't really understand their history, they don't understand how it all came down. Most young people, when you ask them, think that somehow, they can't even tell you how. That's just the sad part. But somehow, Israel came down from the mountains, down from the heavens, down from wherever. The Jews came down. They took the property away from the Palestinians, and that's it. And that's how it happened. End of discussion. And you're going, sweet. I mean, my God, you guys really don't have a clue? You don't know? It's just amazing.
Well, there was never, ever in the history of the world a Palestinian state. Never.
That's right.
Okay. In the year 135. Okay. Well, that also gets me because, well, the year 135, the Romans got pissed off at the Judeans, which was the name of the country, Judea, which is where you get Jews from. But they got mad at the Jews, so they kicked them all out because they revolted again, and they renamed their country to Syria-Palestina. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, for those people who say, and actually Omar said this, Jesus was a Palestinian. The crucifixion was like in the year 70-ish? The year 35, excuse me, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Romans didn't even change the name of Judea to Syria Palestina until 100 years after he died. So that's ridiculous. Okay. Why did they pick that name? Because of, remember that whole thing about David and the Philistines and Goliath and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I remember that story. Yeah.
Okay. The ancient enemy of the Jews were the Philistines. Now, by the time the Romans changed their name, the Philistines had disappeared from the earth about 500 to 800 years before. So they were doing it just to piss people off. No, but really, that's what they were doing. They were like, that was their nah. Okay? And after they did that, well, you had the Byzantine Empire, you had the Ottoman Empire, you had Great Britain. They all controlled the area. There was never, ever, ever a Palestinian state. The last time before Israel that there was a self-government in that area was in the year 134 before the Bar Kokhba revolt, and Israel operated as a vassal of Rome. That's it. So it was, it was always a Jewish state.
I just, like I said, it was nothing. Yeah, I get a kick out of the lack of information these people have. Okay, so my comment about this hour before you came on was whether or not Omar and Elon, Talib, are true Americans. And again, your parents, my parents, I mean, they came here from Italy and, became American citizens. They're true Americans.
You're Italian?
You didn't know? Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Yeah, that's right. We have the same kind of grandparents, you know what I'm saying? But when they came here, they loved this country. They're not Americans because they swore an oath. They're Americans because they're living the 11 American lifestyle. They love the United States. They loved what we stand for. Those other two,
and they loved what the United States, did for them.
Agreed. The other two could care less. It's just something that they did so they could get a position of power, so they could go after the country.
I don't know. You know,
I'll say
they're Americans. They're American citizens. I can't decide who is a true American and who's not. All I can tell you is that I think that they don't love this country the way I love this country, the way you love this country, the way that my family so appreciated, my grandparents and who all four of them came from Russia, different parts, okay, how they appreciated it. By the way, that's the true Russia collusion. I had four grandparents, Russian. They all died before I was, years ago, but I voted for Trump. So I'm the Russian collusion.
Ooh, you're the connection.
I must be. But they're a member of Congress. They should be showing their love. I mean, Omar, like I said, was a refugee from Somalia.
Yep.
Was stuck in Kenya.
Maybe.
And she came here and was allowed to run for Congress and marry her brother?
Yeah, I don't know if that's an American principle, though. Marrying the brother.
Oh, I don't know.
But, whatever.
My family is.
Yes. We're up against this. You have to tell people where to find you, where to find your stories. Quickly.
Lidblog.com.
See, he speaks English so much better than I do. He only had to say that one time. Easy for him.
Joe
Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure having you with you. Listen, next hour, we're really going to talk about what an American is. What does it mean to love America? And you're not an American just because you take the oath. Sorry, not there with you. We'll be back in just a little bit for something.